Well, welcome to Real Talk with Jordan Riley, where the real talk does not come from me. It comes directly from God's Word. And before we get started today, please consider subscribing to our channel, giving this a thumbs up. And if you would, go to realtalkwithjordan.com and support what we're doing so that we can continue bringing you solid content and bringing the truth around the world each and every week. On today's episode, we're going to share the breaking news about Steve Lawson, and you will not believe what you're about to hear. I am still in shock, and I'm still heartbroken by this whole entire situation. But the truth has been confirmed, and we need to talk about it. So are you ready? Let's go. Well, thanks for joining me today on Real Talk, you guys, as we have to discuss something that I never thought I would ever have to talk about, and that's Dr. Stephen Lawson. I know that this issue has impacted and affected a lot of people, which is why I'm making this second episode. Now, I stand behind everything I said in the first episode, because it was about looking at our own sin and being gracious in how we handled the sin of our brother. But as the truth has come out, it is getting worse and worse.
It has to do with a now deleted tweet thread from John Benzinger of Redeemer Bible Church in Gilbert, Arizona. He is involved in the G3 Ministries circles, and G3 was one of the ministries that has canceled and scrubbed Steve Lawson from their website. He wrote, "Steve Lawson had an affair with a woman around a third his age after being married to his wife Anne for over four decades. 43 years, I believe. He has devastated her, his kids, his grandkids, pray for them all, and tens of thousands that looked up to him. He has disqualified himself for ministry and brought shame upon the pastorate and on the name of Christ. In Satan's prowling, he devoured another one who chooses sin instead of Christ." So that is from John Benzinger of G3 Ministries, and he would go on to accuse, say that this was not a noble confession. That's a word we're going to use in a second, because Phil Johnson is another witness who has come forward with the truth.
I want to read to you what Phil Johnson of Grace to You just recently tweeted, and this will give you an idea of where we're going. Let me read that for you a second. "Steve himself informed the elders, but only after the girl's father had confronted Steve and threatened exposure. This was not a noble confession of sin. Quote, inappropriate is too ambiguous, as if someone merely caught them holding hands. This was a five-year relationship with strong romantic overtones. Both parties insist no literal fornication was involved, but their tie to one another was adulterous in spirit, if not in fact. He is 73. She is in her late 20s. She is not a member of his church. In fact, she lives in a different state, nowhere close to any of his ministries that Steve served." Wow. So you heard it right there. What we thought at the beginning, that Steve went of his own volition and admitted and repented, is simply not the case. Again, like you heard in Phil's tweet, that this was adulterous in spirit at the minimum. Please hear that. Matthew chapter 5, verses 27 and 28 makes it clear that if we look at a woman in lust, we have already committed adultery in our hearts. See, Steve walked in sin for over 5 years. He, in essence, had a secret life of sin for 5 years. I want you to listen to this video clip of some men talking about this very situation. Watch this.
So here's a question I guess I would have. You mentioned if it's publicly known, does it change if it's a private sin? If a pastor has disqualified himself and no one knows about it. And in the case of Steve Lawson, I know that this was an ongoing thing. This was a relationship that had developed over the course of years with.
About 5 years is what I understand.
Yeah, and I've had multiple people reach out to me with the story. It's making its way out there, and I know it's frustrating for a lot of the people who respect Steve Lawson and feel like he's just been erased, and they don't have any explanation. But the thumbnail is that this was a relationship that developed over the course of years with a woman who was in her 20s, And it was it was a compromising relationship. And Steve Lawson did not come forward of his own accord. He was essentially, it was found out, and the father of this young lady ended up going to the elders and telling them, this is what's going on. And that was on Tuesday. And then by Thursday morning, everything's gone from a number of different ministry websites.
Right.
And so that's, and I don't know if I want to get into any more details than that. I think that's probably enough, unless you want to say more. But that's a private thing. No one knew about it until the father of this young lady came forward.
Now, I want to be very clear that what the Bible has to say about this situation is extremely clear, and it is extremely harsh. So we're going to go see what the Bible says, and I want you to hear this. It's 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 11 through 13. It says, "But actually, I wrote to you not to associate with any so-called brother if he is a sexually immoral person, or a greedy person, or an idolater, or is verbally abusive, or habitually drunk, or a swindler, not even to eat with such a person. For what business of mine is it to judge outsiders? Do you not judge those who are within the church? But those who are outside, God judges. Remove the evil person from among yourselves." Ouch. That was some very harsh and pointed words by Paul under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. I mean, look at this. He's talking about removing the person. I mean, why was this action commanded by God? And I want you to hear this. It's to isolate them and to cause them to see their sin, the consequences of their action, and to lead them to repentance. This is clearly seen in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 24 through 26, and Matthew 18, verses 15 through 20. The Bible is clear that we are to take hard action against sin. Because as John MacArthur said, sin makes people stupid. Sin separates us from God, and sin destroys lives. And we're seeing that played out right now. Now, I want to make it clear that we cannot judge or see Steve's heart. But this man was living a lie for over 5 years. I mean, in essence, he was living a double life, which is extremely unbiblical. This has brought reproach on the name of Jesus, which is the real tragedy in all this. And because of this, we must remove him and allow God to deal with him. But I want to make sure that we are also focusing on ourselves as the body of Christ. Because, and you need to hear this, the world is watching us. I said that in the last video, and I'm saying it now. The world is watching. They want to discredit us. They want to make us look like a bunch of fools. We need to watch ourselves and not just look to the sin of others. Now, please understand, are we going to approve of sin because Steve was our favorite preacher? No, not at all. Are we going to give him a pass because we have his books and we've seen him at seminars and listened to him preach? No, not at all. We need to remove him from among us until he has been broken over his sin, until he mourns over his sin, until he repents fully of his sin. See, the sad part in all this is that much of the evangelical world is fixed on Steve Lawson and not on Christ. I believe Satan loves this. I believe he's having a field day because, again, God is not being glorified in all of this. So I believe going forward, we need to take the following actions, and I hope you will listen carefully. Number one, we need to pray for Steve and for his family, for the people involved, the people at his church, the people being affected by this. Again, sin has consequences. Sin affects people's lives, and we need to be in prayer over this. Number two, we need to call Steve to repentance. Number three, we need to look at our own lives to make sure that we do not fall into the same sin or to temptations. Galatians chapter 6, verses 1 through 4 is extremely clear on this. Number four, we need to keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, not on Steve Lawson. And number five, we need to get back to proclaiming Jesus and making much of the gospel and of the word of God. Because Jesus is the only hope this world has. And they need to hear the good news of the gospel, not the sin of a fallen brother.